Bosnia evacuates a quarter of its population. There's a story of heart, hands, feet, and hope coming out of China. And we'll share an inspiring story about loss, hope, and more. Details just around the corner on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. More than a million people are displaced and an unknown number dead in Serbia, Bosnia, and Croatia. This following the worst flooding in more than 120 years. Transworld Radio's Serbia partner director, Drako Jenevic, says entire communities have been washed away, including evangelical churches.
Whole Bosnia with 4 million people has no more than 600 believers with extremely growth of Islam. For some people, if the church in Bosnia is under the water, there is no church in another 50 or 100 kilometers.
Jenevic says TWR is taking action to reach people who are suffering. That's why they're creating programming to meet the needs.
We cannot have a regular biblical program in a time when people suffer, when some people died in a flood. They need hope. They need to understand that only salvation is in Christ.
Jenevic wants you to pray the programming and solar power radio distribution will be effective in reaching the lost. Next, it's official. Thailand's takeover is a military coup. Earlier this week, martial law was introduced to calm tensions, but now the military is taking full control. Jason, a Pioneers worker, spoke with us from Thailand using Skype.
It was a really, and still remains to be a really volatile situation. The general who enacted martial law actually called together the heads of differing political parties. It looks like he's going to try and push these folks forward to come to a resolution to the political crisis.
Jason says the coup won't stop Pioneer's media ministry. It could actually have a positive effect on gospel work.
As my friends and neighbors begin to question some of the foundational things in their thinking and their society, and it definitely lends itself to deeper conversations. What an amazing opportunity to share the good news of the kingdom of God.
This is Mission Network News. As violence and chaos continue in Sudan, Christians are suffering from intense persecution. After refusing to renounce her Christian faith, Miriam, a 27-year-old doctor, has been condemned to death by hanging. Open Doors has written a letter to key government officials in Sudan and encourages many believers to send the letter with the hopes to free Miriam. You can fill out and send the sample letter at opendoorsusa.org or visit missionnetworknews.org for additional information. Elsewhere, Bibles for China exists to provide God's Word to rural Christians in China. Bob Drew says they never go to the same place twice. Why?
The church is growing so fast in China. We would be stretched to try to even get back to the same place twice because there's so many other people that don't even have the Word of God in their area.
$5 a Bible makes meeting that need doable. Plus, Bibles for China works with the established church to get them into the right hands. On a recent trip in a mountainside village, their team was ready with 200 Bibles, but 500 people came. Disaster? Not necessarily.
The older Christians, some of them waiting 40-plus years for a Bible, chose to give their Bibles to the new believers so that every new believer in that room got a Bible, and the senior Christians chose to just wait for an opportunity that may or may not come.
It's a heart story that needs hands and feet. Pray, give, or go. The November team is forming now. You can find details and links at our website. And losing everything in a tornado isn't stopping Eric and June Simpson from sponsoring a child in Haiti. The Simpsons sponsor their child through Food for the Hungry. After a tornado hit their area, the Simpsons weren't ready to abandon their girl in Haiti, who had survived massive destruction from hurricanes, earthquakes, and floods. Sponsoring a child in Haiti has helped the Simpsons make a difference in the life of a child physically and spiritually. Just go to missionnetworknews.org to find links. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. May is National Foster Care Month. Join Buckner International's 30 Days of Prayer for Foster Care. Sign up to receive daily e-prayer points to help you pray more effectively for foster children and their families and those considering foster care. Go to missionnetworknews.org and look for the 30 Days link. I'm Greg Yoder.